The Washerwoman's Dream, written by Hilary Lindsay and read by Julie Nile. They had 5 weeks to fill before the culminating ceremonies of the Hajj. Karim Books decided not to wait in Mecca, but to join one of the camel trains going inland through and beyond Medina. Here Muhammad had lived after his flight from Mecca, and his tomb could be visited. It was not part of the Hajj, but an added glory for those who undertook the trip.
Our history did not begin until 24 September 622,
Karim Books told Winifred.
It is hard for you to understand.
Winifred looked at him. There was no scorn in his voice, as there sometimes was when he was angry with her because she was not born into the faith. They had finished their simple evening meal and Pansy was asleep, while Winifred reclined, propped up on one of the bolsters provided in their room.
Why did he have to leave? She asked. He feared for his life. Mecca was the center of trade, a place where caravans met and people came to worship at the shrine of the Kaaba. People who believed in many gods. When Muhammad began to preach, there was only one god. The merchants became angry. They were frightened of losing money if the pagans stopped visiting the shrine. He took refuge in Yathrib. Now they call it Medina, the city of the prophet.
Is it far?
About 400 miles. It all depends on how fast the camels go.
She was tempted to ask if she and Pansy could remain behind till he returned, but knew it was not possible. As if reading her mind, he said,
Medina is not like this barren place. There is water and over 100 types of date trees. All manner of fruits and vegetables. You will like it better than waiting here.
A few days later, they were on their way to Medina, the second holiest city in Islam, oblivious to the dangers that lay in wait for them. Karim Books had been overgenerous and had given liberal tips to the camel men who had brought them from Jeddah. Once the word spread, he was rushed by camel men from other strings, and even those who had nothing to do with their camel train. Now he had closed his purse and refused to give any more tips. The camel drivers were determined to be avenged. It began out of Mecca when they started poking the sharpened sticks they used to goad the camels through their string beds. When Karim Books woke feeling the sharp jab, he would sit up yelling,
Hell and damnation! If I catch you, I'll skin you alive!
Then it would be Winifred's turn. When she squealed in pain, she would hear the sound of muffled laughter and the swift padding of feet across the sand. 3 days out of Mecca, their journey became not only uncomfortable, but dangerous. Instead of stopping to let the pilgrims rest, the camel drivers had travelled most of the night. It was 2 a.m. when they stopped beneath a sandy pocket, surrounded by towering cliffs which ended in jutting peaks. It was desolate, with no vegetation, just a bare rock face with caves like gaping black holes. Once these caves had been home to a race of cave dwellers. The pass which ran between the mountains was barely wide enough for 2 camels. Exhausted, the pilgrims dismounted and stretched out on the sand to sleep. Winifred lay watching the moon rise over the crest of the mountains.